This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Anthony Leader. I am a Wisconsin union worker.
If you believe this is a bad idea to provide health care, then vote no!
I think that there was a lot of pressure within the caucus, and it was evident that he stepped down as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee.
We're going to be judged very harshly by history and by the voters if we water this down to get Olympia Snow on board and we wind up creating a program that doesn't really work.
I didn't send that picture out.
But that's not a picture of you.
You know, I can't say with certitude.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning.
I've betrayed a lot of people, and I know it, and I'm trying to get back to work now, and try to make amends to my constituents and, of course, to my family, of course.
Today, I'm announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah! Those were some sound bites tracing the last few years of Congressman Anthony Weiner's life from the pinnacle of his career as a liberal firebrand to his resignation today. His announcement that he's stepping down capped 3 weeks of embarrassing revelations about his inappropriate and sometimes sexually explicit messages to women sent over Twitter. WNYC's Anna Sale joins us now to talk about the day's events. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Anthony Weiner ended his congressional career today, a seven-term congressman, and he did it where it began, at the Council Center for Senior Citizens in Midwood, Brooklyn. Tell us about Weiner's rise to political prominence.
Well, Weiner made that point standing there at a senior center where he said he campaigned for his first city council seat some 20 years ago. He started as an aide to Chuck Schumer when Chuck Schumer represented this district. And then when Chuck Schumer moved to the Senate, Anthony Weiner moved from city council to then move to Congress. He's been elected to seven terms, and he's just 46 years old. And, of course, Anthony Weiner became a darling, a liberal darling, known for stoking the press, going on cable TV news, willing to come out swinging, and also for his prominence on social media, which led to his downfall.
What was the scene like at the news conference today? It sounded pretty chaotic.
It was packed with press, but Anthony Weiner was alone. His wife, Huma Abedin, did not appear alongside him. And he was actually heckled while he was trying to make a contrite statement. And it was quite surreal. He spoke for just a few minutes. He took no questions, unlike that press conference a couple weeks ago when he apologized for not being honest and exhaustively answered the press's questions for 10 days ago,
and he just went on and on and on.
He did. And today he talked about his middle-class roots. He talked about apologized again for the pain and embarrassment he's caused. And he ended up saying he's going to figure out another way to use his talents in New York.
So what happens next?
Well, there will be an election to fill this seat, and when that happens is not yet clear. Anthony Weiner hasn't actually submitted his formal resignation to House Speaker John Boehner, so the seat is not actually formally vacant yet. Once that happens, Governor Andrew Cuomo can call a special election. He can call that at any time that he pleases. It's likely to happen sometime this fall, perhaps September 13th, when there's already a city primary planned. And in a special election, remember, there are no primaries. It's up to the party chairman for the counties in this district. So in this case, Queens County and Kings County, those county chairs for the parties get to pick the candidate.
So who are some possible candidates?
Well, you're hearing a lot of names. On the Republican side, some names being tossed out are Bob Turner, who ran against Anthony Weiner in 2010, or Queens Councilman Eric Ulrich. On the Democratic side, you hear names like Councilman Eric Gioia, former Councilwoman Melinda Katz, Assemblyman Rory Lantzman. And the Democratic choice could be interesting politically because we are going through redistricting now. So incumbent Democrats who are in neighboring districts to Anthony Weiner's don't necessarily want a strong upstart candidate to have to compete with if there are some new lines drawn and they have to run again in 2012. So I was talking to Democratic consultant Hank Scheinkoff, and he said that's what he'll be watching. Do the Democratic bosses pick a candidate who is strong and with a strong fundraising record, or do they pick more of a caretaker who can then be sort of a sacrificial lamb come redistricting time?
This has been a reliably Democratic district. Will a special election here offer any surprises?
Well, we just had that election in New York 26, where Chris Lee, the Republican, a reliably Republican district, he resigns. Democrat Kathy
Hochul
won.
Again, under scandal.
Under scandal. National policies became, Medicare became a huge issue, so we'll see what happens when national political groups have one election to focus on. It certainly could bring some fireworks.
WNYC's Anna Sale. For more on Congressman Weiner's resignation, go to our political blog, itsafreecountry.org. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.